Okay, so make yourselves very comfortable because we're going to be meditating for a good 35, possibly even 40 minutes. So we're doing meditation now where we just go through the six elements and just experience them. And just be aware of them in the same way that we are aware of the breath. And we just see what effect that has. So experiencing the body, the good old body that has been with us all this time, right from before our birth, this precious and wonderful human body, and as with the previous practice, the mindfulness of breathing, experiencing the breath in the body, just noticing the quality of being embodied with breath. The breath in the body, just feeling it, that's all I mean. So at the moment, the body, I describe my experience. I've had just two cups of tea and I had a biscuit. I feel quite well nourished, well watered. Feels quite good, but I'm quite aware that in 10 minutes' time, I might have got over that sugar rush from that Oreo biscuit. And it could be quite a different sort of flatter experience, and my mind could start being pulled away by distraction. This is all part of the experience. So just noticing these changes and, in a way, staying with them. So in this meditation, we're starting off with the element of earth. So as you continue mindful of the body, just notice the quality of everything that seems to be relatively resistant and hard. So the sensation of the bones, like for example the elbows, the teeth are very hard, aren't they? Hard enamel. The skull, nose, the pointy nose, and just some of these things you can experience directly, some of them you just know that they're there. Just keep bringing your mind back to the experience of the earth element. Which is really the quality of relative hardness and resistance. It's the same quality that you have with the floor, the cushions, the chair, the road outside, etc. And we say that in Buddhism, we say this quality is not really mine. I can't say that I own it. I can't say that this is actually me. It's bigger than that somehow. So the way to do this kind of practice is not to think about it too much, just use your thinking to direct you to the object of the practice, the earth element, and just stay as much as you can with the experience of earth. Just now and again noticing how we do think of this as me or mine somehow. And wondering why we do that. Okay, that's enough of that. For now, we'll go on to the water element. You can easily find the water element in your mouth, in the saliva in your mouth. You can find it probably in your eyes, in the water of your eyes. But it also pervades the whole body. We know that. It's a huge percentage of the body. Is the water content of the tissues in the body. Just noticing that water element, and it's just like, the quality of water is just like what you'll find in the ocean, in a pond, in a raindrop. A cup of tea. It's the same liquid quality. Just look at that. breathe with that. Just notice any little ways in which you tend to identify with the water element. I think this is mine, or this is me even, somehow. Just sitting very loose and very easy with that tendency to identify and identify. So basically just relaxing and letting the water element be there as it always has been. Quality of water kind of secretes and collects together. It flows down. Okay, next, moving on to the fire element, the element of heat and cold, relative hotness. And you can easily find those parts of your body which are warmer. Maybe it's the palms of your hands, for example. Maybe it's right inside the belly. Feels nice and warm. The breath is cool when it comes in and warm as it goes out. it's a big thing for us. We do associate with ourself with being hot and being cold. So I'm hot, I'm too hot, or, oh, I'm too cold. So what is it exactly that is too hot and too cold? Can you kind of savour the quality of heat in the body, the particular quality it has? You can't express it in words, these things. But it has a unique quality of warmth. Warmth is just a word. The word is not warm. These are experiences that everybody shares. It's part of being human. It's the connection with what is warm and what is cold. So, okay, we're going to move on now. I have to leave behind the fire element just for now, and we're going to have a look at the air element, or sometimes called the wind element. It's that element of movement in the body, particularly associated with with physical air, or that which is flowing. So the energy in the body that flows around. Just like the wind outside. The movement outside in the wide world. Some huge movements of air are mirrored in our body. So just notice that in the way that we have been doing with the air elements. And the way that we think of our breath as somehow mind as the owner somehow. Maybe it can just be a natural rising and falling of the breath. And ownership is a bit of a strange thing to tack onto it. Okay, moving on to the fifth element, which is the element of space. The element of being located somewhere. Having a having a spatial sense. I'm very aware that one floor or two floors up, I'm not very used to this actually. I spend nearly all my time on the ground floor of something or other. And I'm very aware that below me, as well as above me, and to either side, there are vast spaces. This is amazing. Vast spaces. And in my body, also, there is a sense of spatial location. I'm facing one way, not another. My left and my right, up and down. And some kind of sense of being here and not over there. And all of these things, I tend to have a sense of, well, this is me. This is somehow part of being me. And actually, it's just a sense of space. The idea of ownership is somehow a bit added on, a bit unnecessary. So just relax into space. breathing in, breathing out, experiencing space. Then, sixthly, lastly, the element of consciousness, awareness. Can we look into this? Notice that there are sounds, there is a consciousness or awareness of sounds, such as sounds of movement of some kind out there. Let's not assume we know what they are. They're just sounds. There are some sounds from inside this room. You might even be hearing sounds from inside your own body. There might be tastes. Leftover tea and biscuits, maybe, but actually just tastes. There are various touch sensations, maybe legs start to get a bit numb or a bit achy, or just sensations of enjoyment, I don't know, whatever, but sensations. If you've got your eyes closed, there will still be some sight sensation. I've got a kind of magenta colour with bits of orange in it. But there's some sense of sight, some sense of light coming in through the eyes, which is visual consciousness. Maybe there's some odour. Then there are various ideas, thoughts, memories, imaginations also going on. This is all consciousness around. All these different inputs into what we call the mind, different impressions arising and passing away. This is the consciousness element. And it just comes and goes. Whether we think of this as me or mine or not, the ideas, the memories, the sensations just keep coming. And Buddhism would certainly say that the idea of this being me or mine is tacked on artificially. Because it just happens perfectly well without it. Just sit for a few more minutes before we finish, just experiencing the nature and the quality of consciousness, awareness. So whether it's a distracted thought or not, it's still happening in awareness. Whatever happens from now on is one of these elemental experiences. These elemental experiences are a way to look at our world and what arises in our body and mind, and the natural qualities of our body and mind.